And good afternoon, Tracy Morgan, with you as we continue with our interviews today and our extended news at noon. And I wanted to talk about an interesting fact that is going on, that people are just spending money during this coronavirus time that we are living. And with me is Jill Gonzalez with Wallet Hub. She's an analyst with Wallet Hub. And there's been a survey that's out that says 58 million Americans are spending more money while we are kind of at home. And so, Jill, thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So can you give us some of the stats that are in this particular survey?
Yeah, like you said, about 16 million Americans are actually spending more money while social distancing, despite being able to go out less. And that's in large part because many people are what's called comfort buying. So they're shopping online, in this case, as a way to relieve stress and boredom.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing at this point?
It depends, I guess, how you've been affected by this so far. If you are one of the 30-plus million people who have lost a job, I would say that's definitely a bad thing. If you're not, then you're one of the people that's able to keep some sense to our economy, some type of consumer spending still going on. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily good or bad. I think it just depends who's doing the spending.
Deliveries, when they come to our house, I'm curious on your thoughts on this. Are they causing stress or are they reducing stress? Because I know sometimes when we get a package in the mail, it's rather exciting because there's something that's, you know, at our doorstep. But at the same time, we're worried about packages and do we wipe them off? And so what's your thought on that?
About 43% of people said that they've done some comfort buying. And the exact opposite of that, about 57% of people are concerned about the safety of packages delivered during the pandemic. So if people are scared of packages right now, I don't think that they're getting any. I think those are the people that are not shopping online.
So what about those folks that are ordering food? What does your survey say about those individuals ordering and having food delivered?
So about 60% of people are concerned about the safety of having food delivered during the pandemic. So I would think those people are just not ordering.
So when you say that we're comfort buying, I am assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, that these are non-essential items. If they are, then, you know, please correct me. But what are people buying that are non-essential?
Yeah, of the non-essential items, people are spending the most money on entertainment. So think your Netflix, your Hulu, you know, your subscription packages. Then after that is alcohol. About 25% of people say they spend the most money on alcohol, which makes sense. Bars obviously are not making that much revenue, if any at all, but liquor stores are having a real problem staying stocked. And then after that, again, we're not able to really go out much, but still clothing and beauty products are the next two up.
That's interesting because I've seen posts of individuals saying, hey, I finally put makeup on today, you know, and it seems to be like a moment in time where they are able to get back to what they consider normal. But they're buying more and more makeup is what you're saying?
They're still buying makeup, and beauty products can apply to men too. A lot of trimmers, shavers, because they're having to, you know, be their own barber.
Yeah, true. So how common is comfort buying? Are we just splurging when we can because we're all at home and this is a new situation for us? Or is comfort buying something that you see quite often?
This is a new term here. So we did say about 43% of Americans have participated in that just due to social isolation.
All right. Thank you so much for just kind of covering that survey for us, because do you find it that it's an interesting survey that you've had to do, or is this something that you do quite often with Wallet Hub?
We do surveys all the time, but obviously, you know, anything around the coronavirus is new for us. It's new for consumers, and it's really able to help us learn a lot about what's going on kind of behind closed doors that we're not, you know, necessarily sharing with everyone on social media. So it's good to have this research.
And I appreciate your point you made earlier. Those who are able to spend are putting money back in the economy. So it's always a good thing, too. So, hey, Jill, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Have a good one.